sadhana. If you consciously walk a tightrope, you have no choice but to be aware. If your intellect is constantly choosing between good and bad, it has become a prejudiced intellect. And when it is busy sorting the world into good and bad, you will most definitely fall off the tightrope. Don't take the tightrope literally. You could just try bringing a certain precision into the physical movements of the body. If you have a Hatha Yoga practice, it should happen anyway. For instance, if you see a straight line on the floor, try walking in perfect alignment with that line, maintaining an easy gait. It is not about becoming self-conscious, but about becoming precise or exact. Try this with your body and see. Bring precision into every movement, every gesture. This is one way of dipping your intellect in awareness. Awareness is aliveness. What do we mean by the word awareness, anyway? What does it signify, and how can we access it? First and foremost, let us make an important distinction. Awareness is not mental alertness. Mental alertness will only enhance your ability to survive in the world. It is a dog-like alertness, useful in self-preservation, but not in self-expansion. Awareness is not something that you do. Awareness is what you are. Awareness is aliveness. The dimension of the mind that modern societies have completely ignored at their own peril is awareness or chitta. This is intelligence that is completely unsullied by memory. This is the deepest dimension of the mind and one that connects you with that which is the very basis of creation. When you are in touch with this dimension, you are in a state of heightened awareness, which allows you to be fully conscious and intoxicated at the same time, and with no external stimulus whatsoever. When you learn to access chitta, being blissful is entirely natural. Sleep, wakefulness, death, these are all just different levels of awareness. Suppose you were dozing and something shook you awake, boom, the whole world comes back in a single moment. That is not a small thing. You recreated the whole existence instantly. The world which was obliterated in your experience pops back, not in 7 days, in just a moment. How do you know whether the world exists or not? Only by your experience. There is no other proof. So awareness is that which can either create or obliterate this existence. That is the magic of awareness. You can pitch your awareness up to different levels. As you notch it up further and further, whole new dimensions of existence open up in your experience. Worlds that nobody had imagined in their wildest possible dreams become a living reality for you. When you are asleep, the world does not exist because you are largely unaware. But even in sleep, you are not completely unaware. The difference between a sleeping person and a dead person is one of awareness. Similarly, between a wakeful person and an awakened or enlightened person, there is a difference. The awakened person sleeps too, but has managed so much awareness that some part of him or her does not sleep. The sense organs shut down, the body rests a bit, but everything else is on. This is because awareness has been notched up to another level. Awareness is a process of inclusiveness, a way of embracing this entire existence. You cannot do it, but you can set the right conditions so that it happens. Don't try to be aware. It will not work. If you keep your body, thought, emotion, and energies properly aligned, awareness will blossom. You will become far more alive than you are right now. When you are consciously in touch with your awareness, you gain access to the subtlest dimension of physicality, or Akash. As we have seen before, the universe is just a play of five elements: water, fire, earth, air, and ether. Creation is just a frolic of these five. It is ether that we refer to as Akash in yogic terminology, and each human being has a certain dimension of this fifth element around him or her. While the other elements are within the body, the Akashic or etheric dimension envelops the physical body, usually up to a distance of 18 to 21 inches. Because this element is still physical, it carries information. Anything that happens at a certain level of intensity or profundity in your life is written into this field of Akash around you. When you gain conscious access to your awareness, you gain access to the Akashic dimension around your body, as also the Akashic dimension around the planet, the solar system, and the entire universe. Without any of the instruments of modern technology, the ancients in India and some other parts of the world amassed a remarkable amount of knowledge about the cosmos. All this was gleaned through the dimension of Chidakash, or the Akashic dimension of our intelligence. Once you're in touch with your awareness, you don't have to try to accomplish anything. You don't have to wish or dream, because the best possible thing that can happen to you will happen. In the yogic lore, it is said that when you learn to access this dimension, you have enslaved the divine. God works for you from now on. What exactly does this mean? This means that once you distance yourself from the compulsiveness of your own genetic and karmic information, life becomes unburdened, flexible, incredibly effortless. This is a dimension beyond intellect, beyond identification, beyond memory, beyond judgment, beyond karma, beyond divisions of every kind. This is the intelligence of existence itself, in which life always happens exactly the way it should, with absolute and unfaltering ease. Sadhana. If you are aware at the moment of death, you shall be aware beyond death also. Start practicing with sleep. Sleep is nothing but temporary death. Every night, you are presented with a tremendous possibility, the possibility of becoming aware of the dimension beyond death. You can try this experiment tonight. At the moment that you move from wakefulness to sleep, make an attempt to be aware. This practice can be done in bed. If you can be aware of the last moment when you make the transition from wakefulness to sleep, you will be aware throughout your sleep. You will see it is a lot of work. So here is another thing you can do. If you are used to waking up to an alarm, substitute it with a sound, a tune, or a chant that reminds you of your awareness. You can easily train yourself to make this association. It can become an alarm for your awareness. Of course, you cannot use an alarm to go to sleep. But the fact of the matter is that unless you completely disidentify from your body, it is not easy to move consciously from wakefulness to sleep. The first possible moment that you come awake, see if you can become consciously aware of something, your breath or your body, for instance. This will help you later when you want to go to bed. If you achieve waking with awareness and moving from wakefulness to sleep in awareness, you are deathless. This means that when it comes to shedding the body, you will do it in full awareness. Even getting close to that moment will change the way your body and mind function and will alter the quality of your life quite phenomenally.